чубчик кучерявый. Всюду бабы, бабки да кудри. Как увидит чубчик кучерявый, замурлычет ласка.
Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to the newest edition of Savok of the Week. I am your DJ, DJ Vadim J. Boris is in Bulgaria. He is not with us today, but we are still going to go on and record another podcast. In this episode, we will tell you all of the trials and tribulations of submitting our award-winning, well, there are no awards, but DVD to a public access station here in Ann Arbor / Ypsilanti area. Let's see how it's going to turn out. Hi, I'm Vadim. I'm here to submit
Hello.
My video.
Okay, I'm Jeannie. Look, what we're going to have you do is fill out this form with your name, and we will go ahead and call you when your number comes up.
Okay.
And we will go ahead and discuss your movie at that time.
So I write here, right? Okay, is there a fee for this?
We will have to review what you're submitting first, and then at that time we will go ahead and assess. Most likely it's free. Most programs are free.
That's great. This is what I really would like to see. Okay.
Okay, we'll go ahead and call you when your number comes up. Vad, is that an M?
It's an M.
Vadin?
Well, Vadin, but yeah.
Okay.
What's your name?
Okay, Jeannie. I'm Jeannie. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Vadin.
Okay, we'll be with you shortly.
Okay, great. Have you been waiting long?
Well, they like to make me wait down around here.
Is it your first program? It's my first time. We just thought we would submit our DVD to this station.
What kind of DVD are you submitting?
We made a little movie about the Ann Arbor Art Fair, and we thought it was pretty good, so...
About the way the Ann Arbor Art Fair is here to undermine society and our rights?
I'm not sure about that, but we thought we would have a unique look at the Ann Arbor Art Fair. What is your movie about?
It's my show.
Oh.
I have a show.
Okay.
It's called Things the Government Don't Want You to Know About.
Okay.
And I expose the dark underbelly.
It must be very popular.
System. Oh, it's right up there. Top of the public access.
Do you get a lot of response? Because this is my first time. We just don't know what kind of response we're going to get. But
you know the tools of the system who work down here. They like to put my show on at like 3 a.m. on a Tuesday.
Well, this is when we would probably be aired too.
You know, but this is a message that people need to see.
What is this message?
It's that there is a dark underbelly to the system.
Oh, I didn't know about this.
But you know, a lot of people don't get to see it then, except, you know, the government who keeps tabs on you through the microchip and the implant in your skull when you're born.
Oh, wow, it's just like the USSR. Wow, I didn't know about that. Our DVD, our movie is much lighter than that. It looks like you're tackling some very big problems.
I told you, I'm telling it like it is. Everything the government does not want you to know.
Where do you get your special footage?
We go out there, we do investigative journalism.
Okay, where do you go out?
We took a class at Washington Community College.
Yeah?
On journalism. And we've put those skills we earned out there working for everyone.
I don't believe I have seen your work. I'm sure it's very spectacular. So how long do you think it's going to take before I'm going to get called in?
They usually make me wait 3-4 hours even when nobody's here.
Oh, yeah? Well, I just came in, so it's probably going to take a couple of hours before you go in and then I go in.
Okay, baby.
Oh, sorry, Asa. It looks like they're calling my name.
Well, you must be one of them sycophants of the system.
I don't know.
Okay, hi. Come on in. Have a seat.
Thank you.
So, we have Mr. Vadim Gigolo. How are you?
Good.
Okay, what can we do for you?
Well, our organization, we produced a DVD covering the art fair that took place here in Ann Arbor.
Oh, we love the art fair down here. We have a lot of programs about that.
Right. So we thought we had a good program that might be of interest to the people of Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti area.
Okay. Well, all we need to do is discuss the content and make sure that there's nothing on there. Probably if it's about the art fair, it's not a problem. So we'll just go ahead anyway.
Okay.
But we just want to go ahead and make sure that it's appropriate for our viewers. We do have a G-rated policy.
Okay.
So if you could go ahead and just tell me, you know, we will review it, but if you could give us a sense of what we're going to see.
Well, it's... we are trying to speak about the Ann Arbor Art Fair from a point of view of Russian immigrants.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I'm from Russia.
Is it in English?
For the most part, yes.
And you are in it yourself?
Yes. There are a couple of other people, but most of them don't show up on camera.
Okay. Okay. And it's in English. Is there any profanity?
Just a second, let me... No.
No, okay.
No.
Okay. Any there graphic... Are, go on.
There are references to smoking and alcohol. I hope it's not going to be a problem.
As long as we don't have any minors consuming the alcoholic beverages or tobacco products, or as long as there are no firearms, I think we should be okay.
Sorry. I'm not nervous.
You
misinterpreted.
I should go on and probably go ahead and pass this on to Ted.
You really had problems with minors brandishing firearms in some of the programs?
We have had a couple of lawsuits. We did have one video from down there at the high school.
Which one?
Oh, the one down there on Main and Stadium, yeah. So, is there any nudity?
Well, we have an interview with a nudist. Well, she's fully clothed.
Okay, but the subject of nudity is still discussed.
Yeah, we do discuss nudity.
Okay, okay.
We do take photos of nudist calendars, too.
Okay, okay.
I hope it's not going to be a problem.
Probably make a note of that. Okay.
Right. Well, you can actually see human form, so to speak.
Okay, well, we will go ahead and probably pass that on to Ted, just to make sure.
Okay.
What about sexual content?
Well, we have an interview with a lady who is against circumcision.
Oh.
Well,
it's
an educational sort of interview. There are no pictures of penises or anything like that.
Interview.
Well, there's a picture of a circumcised shoe. I hope it's not going to be a problem.
What do you mean?
Well, you know how circumcision works. They cut off some of the important parts.
I think I get the gist. Oh. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and just mark that for Ted to double check for it.
It looks like we are raising some red flags.
Yeah, I think so. We usually don't like to just take people's word for it. Sometimes we like to give it a double check just for, you know, if it's an interview of kids or something, we don't usually do this, but just for this sake. Now, why don't you go ahead and while we're talking, fill out this form of your name.
Okay.
And social and that kind of good stuff.
Why are you asking me for my social security number?
Oh, just so we know who to contact. Just so you know who's liable for the film. And I'm going to go ahead and just ask Ted to come in and talk to you a little bit just about the content of your film. And
there's
then
some,
we'll go
there's
ahead.
Some interesting questions that I don't know how to answer.
It's just a routine form. We do have everyone fill that out.
My camera woman is Angela Davis Castro.
Okay, just write that down. That's all we need. That's all we need. I'm gonna go knock on Ted's door.
I don't know her driver's license number. Is it gonna be okay if I just don't have some of the information? And as far as my sound operator, he just doesn't like to give out his any of his information.
Okay, sir. Okay, just fill out what you know. I'm going to go ahead and just ask Ted to come in here. He's just next door.
Okay.
Hopefully he's not at a bagel shop.
Damn American bureaucracy.
Hello.
Oh, hey there, Jeannie. How's it going?
Well, we have a gentleman who has made a film. He says it's about the art fair.
It's not that Ace guy again, is it?
No. He says this is about the art fair, but he did say there are references to nudity, circumcision, and he is Russian. He claims it's in English, but I just wanted to go ahead and run this by you, so.
So you're saying there's nudity and circumcision? Was this some kind of stag film he's trying to bring down?
He didn't say there was nudity. But there were references. He interviews a nudist, I believe is what the gentleman said.
You wrote down here, children drinking alcohol and...
No, I X'd that box.
Okay.
No.
Okay, so this guy's Russian?
Yes, he says the film is in English.
Okay, and there's something about firearms?
No firearms. He did seem to check a box that there is a gun.
There's a gun?
But it's a toy gun. I don't know. He doesn't know how to write English. He did say, I did tell him about our G-rated policy, and he did seem to say okay with that, so maybe we should just go ahead and pass this for review.
Well, why don't we bring this guy in here? I'll talk to him a bit before we send his video over to the reverend in the church group that likes to go over these things, so.
Okay. All right, thanks, Ted.
All right, see you later, Jeannie. Say hi. Okay. Say hi to Chuck.
Okay.
Why don't you come on in here, Mr. Jigalov?
It's Jigalov.
Jigalov.
Right. Hi, I'm Vadim.
Hi, I'm Ted.
Ted.
Ted nice McGunderson.
Nice to meet you.
So I run this station down here.
Okay.
Well,
I like your work.
They're like, all right, you watch public access?
Every once in a while when I'm very drunk at 3 o'clock on Tuesday morning, I like to watch
Ace. So you watch Ace's show.
Yeah. I didn't know that you can express so much discontent with American government so freely at 3 a.m. on Tuesday morning.
You know, what's the saying go?
No.
I don't agree with what you say, but I'll defend with my life your right to play it on public access and say it.
Is it the saying?
I think it's one of the founding fathers' sayings.
Well, my slang dictionary doesn't list it. I will make a note of that.
So it says, I don't know if maybe, you know, sometimes Jeannie likes to, you know, she checks boxes that shouldn't be checked and unchecks boxes.
Jeannie's a lovely lady.
Well, she's a great gal. She's been working down here for me for years, but...
You've been working here a long time too.
I've been working here. I started off as a cameraman for the city council debates, I've worked my way up now to station manager.
Quite a career.
Between the ways, you know, sometimes for a while I programmed in the school lunches into the stills and
that's
but anyways,
stuff.
You know, so this is your first time submitting a piece for us. So.
Yes, pretty much.
Well, it's, you know, it's an exciting endeavor, and...
Well, I just, I watch public access every once in a while, and...
You wanted to just be a part of it.
Yeah, you can say that.
All right.
I mean, it's not like, I cannot say that I have enjoyed everything that I have seen on this channel,
that's
but
fine.
I think I can provide a voice.
All right. Well, let's just cover some of these questions quick, because there are some things, you know, that we do have to,
Can I smoke here?
I'm sorry, this is a city building. There's no smoking in the building.
Okay.
But, You know, we're supposed to be providing a service to the community, so we have to meet certain community standards.
I understand.
And so we have this quick little survey before, you know, after this it'll go before a review committee.
Right,
run
I just
want to
know,
Reverend
excuse
Smith
me if I interrupt you, is it going to cost me money?
No, this doesn't cost cost you anything. This is you know, just one of the perks of being
in
this country.
I love
you
America.
Know?
America's great.
You know, because we do own the airwaves as citizens.
We do.
This is that's a public a property there.
This is great.
So, it's just there's a little confusion here about you've got nudists doing circumcisions with guns. You can't be showing to Blue Movie here. But it's about the art. I didn't see any of this in the art part.
Right. I will provide a copy, of course, in advance. But we do have interviews with people who are for nudism as a phenomenon.
With the nonprofits booths.
Right.
You
are familiar with that.
Well, we usually, you know, my wife and I go down there and, you know, I've got so many damn brass things on sticks in the yard, you can barely mow the lawn
anymore.
Right,
so you can relate.
We usually just kind of run through that area, have a laugh at the circumcision people.
Right, the nudist lady is fully dressed, and the anti-circumcision people they're not graphic. They're not graphic.
Because, as long as you're not showing none of the, bait and tackle down there. Right?
No, only cut shoes, but they're very symbolic, so I don't think they will titillate the population much.
So you got a copy of this DVD here with you?
Yeah, I brought a copy. Let me see. Here it is. Here you go.
All right. Well, thank you, Vadim.
It's Vadim.
Vadim. Uh-huh. All right. And we've got your address and phone number on here. We just need a way to contact you, because
I have a post office box.
That's fine.
I just moved a new place.
Yeah, we just need to, like I said, we take this. I'll probably watch it. Jeannie will watch it. Then we got a review committee. It's Reverend Smith and his wife and a couple of the other people who work the bake sale down at the church down there.
Okay, so it's reviewed by the church, huh?
No, it's just these are the volunteers from the community. Anyone can be involved with this.
But
it just happens.
Church people seem to be very active.
They're into it. You know, it's usually them and retired veterans that are really into this. And, frankly...
They like to watch?
What? What's that?
They like to watch?
Well, they like to come down and... volunteer. They're the people with a lot of time on their hands, and especially the church people. They've got an interest in seeing what's going on. So
do they bring the accordions? Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be joking about this. I hope it's going to be approved by all the reverends that you have and veterans.
We'll have them take a look at this, and they're just looking to make sure there's nothing that's going to be offensive. To anyone in the community,
I don't know if it's going to be offensive. It is an alternative point of view.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, Ace's stuff. You met Ace in the.
Oh yeah,
he's
still there. He's still there. He's still waiting there.
He'll be there till 4:45 when we get out of here. But
he's smoking, by the way, over there.
Well, he's. He's got his comeuppance.
Right. His programs are interesting. Well, thank you very much for meeting with me.
And as soon as this passes the review, we'll give you a call and let you know when we're going to show it. I am going to tell you though that it's getting that time of year where our schedule gets tight because we got the high school football games and. They're coming on, and that's
competition for us.
That's our big draw. That brings in our most viewers, which really doesn't, frankly, it shouldn't matter because we don't have advertising or anything.
Can I insert some advertisements for our T-shirts or anything like that?
No. This is public access. This shouldn't be commercial.
So there are other places,
you know, if you want to do commercial broadcasts, that's what the networks are for, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, this is our first effort, so...
Well, we're going to take a look at it. We're going to make sure that there's nothing, you know, that it meets our community standards. And I'm sure does. You seem like a good guy. And we'll be speaking to you soon.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate spending time, taking time to talk to me. And I hope to hear from you soon.
Congratulations, and we will look forward to getting more submissions from you soon. Okay, bye.